Welcome to this Easter Sunday edition of Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Deeper Healing. On Easter Sunday 2020, the famous Christ the Redeemer statue that overlooks Rio de Janeiro in Brazil was illuminated in a way that appeared to clothe Jesus in the attire of a physician. The poignant portrayal of Christ as a doctor was in tribute to the many frontline healthcare workers battling the coronavirus pandemic. The imagery brings to life the common description of Jesus as our great physician. Jesus healed many people of their physical afflictions during his earthly ministry. Blind Bartimaeus, a leper, and a paralytic, to name a few. His care for the health of those following him was also demonstrated in providing for their hunger by multiplying a simple meal to feed the masses. Each of these miracles reveal both Jesus' mighty power and his genuine love for people. His greatest act of healing, however, came through his death and resurrection, as foretold by the prophet Isaiah. It is by Jesus' wounds we are healed of our worst affliction, our separation from God as a result of our sins. Though Jesus doesn't heal all our health challenges, we can trust the cure for our deepest need, the healing he brings to our relationship with God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice that brings healing to our spiritual sickness. Help us to trust you in our physical challenges. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and on behalf of the entire Our Daily Bread family, I'd like to wish you and yours a very happy Easter. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.